6.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
Monday's Newsmaker brought to you by Prairie Land Partners John Deere, located 1 mile west of Emporia on West Highway 50, delivering the right solution.
Equipment uptime is vital to your success, especially during harvest. That's why Prairie Land Partners invest in top quality John Deere certified technicians, trained parts personnel, supporting equipment, and facilities to assist you this harvest season and beyond. Call, visit them online, or stop by any of their 15 locations today. Prairie Land Partners, wishing you a safe and successful harvest.
Delivering the right solution. Prairie Land Partners.
KVOE, we are live and we are local. It is 7:22, and we're pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning via the KVOE Sutherland studio line by Rebecca Curry with Emporia State's Special Collection and Archives Department, and we have an upcoming event we want to highlight. Rebecca, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
How are you today?
Doing well. How are you?
Well, we're doing all right here for this rather sticky Monday, and we wanted to talk about the May Massey collection here this morning, and specifically the way it sounds, what's coming up here this weekend, specifically.
Yes, so this year is the 50th anniversary of our May Massey collection of children's literature materials, and just for a little background information, so May Massey was a very influential children's book editor. She was active from around the early 1920s through the early 60s and published a lot of classic books. And the collection was assembled by some of the authors and illustrators who'd worked with her. It's a fantastic resource for anyone who's interested in children's literature. So to celebrate that, the 50th anniversary, this Saturday, June 18th, we're having a big May Massey 50th anniversary celebration at William Allen White Library.
Well, specifically, what will be taking place, Rebecca?
Yeah, so we'll be kicking off the party at 11 a.m. that day. We'll be serving a free hot dog lunch outside for the first 75 guests. Then at 11:30, we're going to move indoors to the Library Learning Commons. And there will be a brief program, and we'll be serving cupcakes and ice cream. And then from noon to 2 p.m., we'll have fun activities for all ages. So we'll have free face painting. We'll have a come-and-go art activity that will be led by the Emporia Arts Council. There will be exhibits on view of artifacts and artwork from the May Massey Collection. So we're really hoping that everyone will come out and celebrate with us.
Speaking of the collection, what do you have in the collection?
So it is, like I said, a fantastic resource. It is a large collection. There are over 1,200 books. There are over 3,200 pieces of original artwork. There's book manuscripts, correspondence, photographs. And one fun thing is that the largest item in the collection is actually May Massey's custom-built office from Viking Press, which was taken apart in New York City and reconstructed here in the library.
Nice. So
impressive.
Where will all of the activities here be taking place, Rebecca? And if people are wondering where they're going to park, what's the easiest way to do this?
Yeah, so all the activities will be centered around William Allen White Library on the ESU campus, so some things will be happening outside, some things will be happening inside. As to parking, there's actually a lot right behind the building, and during the summer, parking is free on campus, so the spots are metered, but this time of year, you get to safely ignore those meters.
Ignore the meters. All right.
Nice. It sounds like this is kind of the lead activity, but you've got a couple of other things coming up in July as well.
Yes, that is right. In July, we're going to be doing a couple of all-ages book discussions of books that were published by May Massey. So that will be on July 13th and 20th. Both of those will start at 3 p.m., and those will be happening in the library outside Room 119 in our Special Collections and Archives Exhibit Hall. The book for July 13th will be The Chestry Oak, which is a middle grade chapter book that was published in 1948. And it's actually set in Hungary during World War II. And then the book for July 20th is a longer picture book called Time of Wonder, which it's a very great seasonal book. It's about two sisters who are exploring nature while they're spending the summer on an island off the coast of Maine.
Wow, so there's a lot of stuff coming here, and I think people may forget here, you know, some of the books that she was involved with, you know, like, as you mentioned, plus also the story of Ferdinand and also Madeline, I think were a couple of books, that, or at least a couple of the lines of books that she was involved with. So, really classic children's literature for a lot of, really several generations now, and a lot of people I don't think realize just how much stuff and how important that collection is here for Special Collections and Archives at ESU.
Yeah, absolutely. Like I said, she was really influential. She worked with a huge number of award-winning authors and artists, like you said, the story of Ferdinand, the whole Madeline series with Ludwig Bemelmans, also the author and illustrator of Time of Wonder is Robert McCloskey, who some people may have heard of. He did books like Make Way for Ducklings and other titles. So, yeah, we really love having the collection here, and we hope that more people will kind of get to know it this year.
Well, set the stage for us one more time, Rebecca, on the special event coming up on Saturday.
Yes, yeah, so this Saturday, William Allen White Library on the ESU campus. If you want to get a hot dog, you'll need to show up at 11 a.m. for that. Then 11:30, we've got our program, cupcakes, ice cream, and then our main activities will start at noon and run until 2.
Outstanding. All right, Rebecca, anything else that you wanted to bring up that we haven't touched base on here yet this morning?
You know, I think that just about covers it, actually.
Outstanding. Well, thanks for joining us here today, giving us the invitation to be part of this on the 18th, and hope you have a great turnout.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for talking with me.
Yeah, thanks, Rebecca. Rebecca Curry with Emporia State Special Collections and Archives, the big 50th anniversary celebration of the May Massey Collection at the William Allen White Library on the campus of Emporia State University. Chuck?
All right, and if you'd like to be part of the Newsmakers segment here this week, 720 Wednesday, 720 Friday are your times that are open now, so give us a call, 620-342-1400, or email kvue@kvue.com for details, or to line up one of those two spots. Tomorrow we'll have Jackie Wellnitz of Big Brothers Big Sisters serving Lyon County. We're talking about the upcoming Give a Mulligan for Kids' Sake golf tournament coming up July 22nd.
And our Newsmaker brought to you this morning by Prairie Land Partners John Deere, 1 mile west of Emporia on Highway 50, Prairie Land Partners John Deere, delivering the right solution. Prairie Land Partners John Deere. KVOE Live and Local 728, 84 degrees. Stay tuned. We'll check the weather next.
Investing in Emporia Main Street is a great way to improve the local region. Businesses, nonprofits, entrepreneurs, property owners, and individuals that love them.